Staying on the right side of Satan and Champagne and Neon Light. A couple of different vibe songs there. Right. Nat, yeah. That's a Nat song, the last one, right?
Yep.
And again, you used to have a lot of different people on that, and that's cool.
Yep.
Did you tell? Like, did you say, Nat, I'm going to cover your song, or did you?
I asked him. Yeah, I did. And ask I mean, him, who would have said
no?
Psyched.
No. Yeah, no one's going to say.
I couldn't believe that. I mean, you know, I mean, hopefully nobody would say no.
No, they don't love it. They don't love it.
But
I have to say,
I think
this
he really liked it. He was
we have
happy.
Regulations. I got to get this in. Yeah. Within, you have 5 minutes. Otherwise, they'll fire me and I'll be done
okay,
at MFO.
Okay, you better do something.
This is WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Sky Bar. That's it. Short and sweet. Oh. But yeah, so Nat was good.
Nice.
But they're all, yeah, anyway, I imagine anyone would be like, yeah, sweet. You're covering my song. That's great.
Yeah, so far I haven't had anybody say, absolutely
no.
not. You stink. Absolutely not.
Who would do that? Right?
A
nobody.
Big meanie. Right, that's who would do it. A big meanie. Big meanie. But no, that was great. I mean, I don't remember who exactly. I know Anzalone. Chris Anzalone stepped in last minute to play Ladies on Ladies Love Thunder. He didn't know the tunes. He just learned them. I think he knew them because we might have played some live, maybe. Mm-hmm. But regardless, he just like showed up and became the drummer on that album.
Wow.
Because the other drummer couldn't make it or something.
Chris now is a record store.
Yeah.
Right on, right here in Somerville.
Yep.
Yeah, right down the street from here. I forget the name of it, but yeah, it's right down the street.
Stereo Jacks.
Yeah, right down the street.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to play, we're going to play another Ladies Love Thunder song.
Ooh.
And we're going to get one in by, we're going to get one by the Family Township Inn off their new record too.
Ooh.
You won't know what it is till you hear it.
Surprise.
We'll be back in a couple songs. See you then.
Thank you.
By the Fox from the Family Township of 20th Century Wasters, and Land on Me from Ladies Love Thunder. So I'm gonna jump to the live stream that you guys do, you and Mark. Mm-hmm. It started during COVID, right?
Yeah. Back.
So was the, and I want to say too, that was and I know a lot of people probably feel this way, because there was nowhere to go, and it was, I think you joined it on a Saturday. Was it Saturdays?
Yep.
Generally. And
Sundays, Saturdays.
Yeah. Right. Usually on a Saturday, I'm at a show.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's when you go out, that's when you go see bands. And
yeah.
So that was kind of comforting to have that there. Because you could kind of just lay on the couch and just listen to you guys. And so it was kind of comforting. So did you just do that because you were kind of bored? And because like other, you couldn't play out anywhere. And you're like, what are we going to do? And how'd that come about?
Well, yeah, I guess when we saw other people sort of doing it, like the Lizard did like a Lizard Lounge, Billy did something, and so I did something with them, and then I think we did something with Tom Bianchi and Abby and I, actually, we did something like that with Abby Barrett, and, and so, but Mark and I decided to do it on our anniversary.
That's
so that
right.
was the first one, and we said we'll do it for a year.
Yeah. You had to plan that.
We planned the year, and like we're like, we're not gonna stop. We're gonna just do it for the year, and then after the year, we'll stop, and we're definitely gonna stop. Like it's really hard to stop, but everybody was getting better and things like that. But I think that we needed it, and we could see how much everybody needed it, and that kept us going, and just for all of us to be together, and just inspired us to just keep doing more fun stuff and kept us going too.
Yeah, because everyone seemed to love it.
Yeah.
And it was funny and entertaining, and it was great songs.
Oh yeah, there's some good devotion picks there.
Yeah, there were some beverages and
always
involved.
It had to be some fun like scenery. One of my most favorite is when Mark and I both wanted to be Paul Stanley. And so he's like, but we can't both be. I'm like, why not? We can totally
both be.
And we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter. Like, who cares? And it kept us. There were many shows that we were right up to it, like, and then like, hi.
Yeah. You put that show face on.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There was
on the radio, it doesn't matter what we look like.
No.
I can just roll in here in pajamas.
Wow.
But yeah, you're on.
So we did, and it was fun. It was really fun, and it was fun to do it the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
I said,
ooh, pop-up show. and that worked out, because that was the day of the snow, right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, I don't know what you got in Maine. Did you get hit hard?
Yes.
Really?
We're in the mountains, like, you know, we're in the valley.
So you got like a foot.
We got a foot, a little over a foot, maybe about a foot.
So it was a good night to hunker down. I hunkered down here with five inches.
Oh, that's
like,
plenty.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Five is plenty.
I am not a snow person.
No, you're not a snowbird.
No, not at all.
I know, I don't like it either.
I would never move from the area because of family music, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I had my druthers, it would be like 65 or higher year round.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm with you. And dry.
I don't need 90, but I don't like anything. Yeah, I need it.
I don't want hats, and I don't want wet feet anymore.
Yeah, I famously don't wear hats even in the extreme weather. When I was a mailman, people used to yell at me because I never wore a hat.
Wow.
And it's not it wasn't out of like you know, vanity, like, oh, my hair, because I don't care about my hair. It was just more laziness. And
I don't want to wear it. I wear hats. I like them. I have one on right now.
Yep. You can't see, but
they hide. And they're cozy.
Yeah.
I'd rather wear a hat than a coat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if I had to wear a hat, I'll wear the hat.
The coat, maybe not.
I don't want to wear a coat. I hate
coats.
That's
funny.
Yeah. I hate layers and layers of things and not being able to move. And I just hate it.
We're morphing into a wardrobe interview.
Yeah.
But let me.
That was fun. The devotion was fun the other night, too. And I felt like everybody may have needed it.
I thought it was great. I'm going to touch on. I just want to touch on Justine, who unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
And you were in. You were just starting to communicate with her about the label, right?
Yeah.
And did she approach you?
Actually, I approached her with Leave the Light On.
We're going to play that in a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, so I approached her. I said, would you be interested in putting out some music for me? And she said, are you kidding me? Absolutely, girl.
Right.
And that was really nice because I haven't had many labels. I've never really worked. Mm-hmm. I've been solely independent. And I immediately wanted to work with her, be friends with her, be around her, help her, whatever. I instantly wanted her to be a part of my life and me to be a part of her life.
Yeah, she was a great force.
Instant friend.
And she got a ton done with that label and you know, relatively short time.
Yeah.
Lifted up a lot of people.
She sure
so,
did.
So, yeah, that was that was a tragedy for everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, her music lives on, her music. And, you know, people will never forget what she did. So that's always going to be there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I wonder sometimes if things like that happen that you don't realize maybe that something like that might happen. So you intend to just, you collect and you become immortal. She's immortal.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt about it.
So, I mean, we had to mention her.
Yeah.
I love talking about her. I'm going to play Leave the Light On and another one of your, I guess, more recent singles.
Yeah.
We'll talk a bit about where they might be going. And
sure.
Then, you know, I'll let you get back to Maynard shortly.
Back to the Windy City. I wonder if it's the Windy City.
It's supposed to be very windy tonight.
Yeah.
Trees are coming down.
Hopefully everybody in Leominster is safe.
They're coming down.
Yeah. It's going to rain.
Yeah, it's going to be all rain, so it's a good
thing. Yeah.
You'd have 2 feet of snow in Maine if it was snowing right now.
We'd probably have like 6 feet of snow.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here. All right. Here's Leave the Light
Shout
on.
Out to Maynard. Abby and James Rohr, we love you.
Oh, we got to get your shows in. We'll do that after we play this. All right, here we go. about a girl. And see, I didn't log that because we were talking. Leave the light on. That happens all the time when I have guests in that I like to talk to. I said that.
I like to talk.
Yeah. So those are two of your newest, I guess you'd call them singles.
Yeah. Yep. They'll all be on an EP. It'll come out in May.
Sweet.
Before songs. I think that's an EP.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Typically. I've never released an EP before. So.
Yeah, I know. So the three full lengths, basically? Is that what?
Yeah.
This will be your first EP.
This is my first EP.
Do you think it'll be digital only, or will it be on a CD?
Oh, definitely on a CD, because I still believe in that.
I love CDs.
You know, I me too, and I still believe in the
and
product.
Yeah,
me too.
But
I would love to be able to put it on a little vinyl. That would be great. But
yeah,
I mean,
I know it's
so
expensive.
It's expensive.
I mean, I imagine that. I mean, you get the payoff too, because people pay big money for vinyl too. It's crazy to me that the
Yeah, I'd have to play. I feel like if when you have all that merch, you have to make sure you have the shows. So you have to make sure you have the shows so people will
can
buy
move it.
The
you
got to
move it, yeah.
Because I'm in that first my first record had like 1,200. I think like I had like 800 CDs like forever in the basement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, and eventually I eventually sold them all 5, 6, 7 years later, which is great.
Yeah.
But and had to what. But you know, that's a lot. But I do believe in the product. And now if product's lighter, you can have a cooler sort of pack.
I loved it. I love reading liner notes and the whole thing about it. Every now and then you get lyrics in them. I love CDs and vinyl. I like them both.
Me too.
And for a while people were like, oh, CDs are gone now. It's going to be all vinyl. Why can't we have both of them? I think we do now.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can have
still
both.
CDs cranking out. And vinyl's made a comeback, which is good too.
Yeah.
So you can have them both.
Skybar, you know what? I just read another thing like on whatever the email news, the Google news, whatever. Just said, CDs are making a comeback because Generation X is getting older and they want the CDs. And it's like,
it's going to bounce.
Whatever.
It's going to bounce back and forth.
Do what you want to do.
As long as one of them are out.
That's right.
Like if it went all digital to me would be scary. I get a lot of music digitally, but I don't know. Yeah, I always like when people can put something you can hold in your hand out as well.
Me too. I want to give you something.
Yeah.
Like, here you go. Take buttons. Stickers.
Lou's big on the koozies.
Yeah.
But
I like koozies. Those are good. That's good. Then you can use them.
I got about 100 of them.
Yeah.
They're always included.
Oh, when he sends you a nice package.
Included.
That's nice. Prezies.
Lou's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. Nice
as
guy.
As you know.
Yeah.
But
nice
before you go, you got some stuff to plug. You have shows and all that. So I'm let you.
I don't know how many shows I have, but I know that this is a big one. So it's going to be on. We're going to play the Rec Room in Belmont. Very special, intimate show. It's a trio, and Melissa Gibbs and Auntie Santa Spago are going to be playing at Gail's Rec Room in Belmont. It's really fun. We play in her garage in the winter, and the summer you play in her yard. But we'll have some snacks. I make some snacks, nut free, BYOB. Bring whatever you want to drink.
Yeah, I was at the summer one.
Yeah. Oh, you
brought
were.
Brought Barbara.
Barbara Lynn. Barbara.
It was a great
Barbara
time.
Barbara Walsh.
It was a great time.
Babs.
Yeah,
It was
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get on to the Eventbrite on FB, and the link is on there for the tickets. And then I'm going to plug my husband's show for Board of Health. It's Thursday, January 18th at the Lizard Lounge. You got to see the Board of Health. That's Mark Podansky with Blue Ribbons. That's the band. So it's pretty awesome seeing him
in a
non-rock
format. Lizard's a great room.
Yeah. It is. It's the best.
I like the Lizard, yeah.
And, I got one more.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come and see Devotion, Mark and I are going to, we're going to be on Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day at the Burren with Tom Bianchi and Danielle Moraglia. We're going to be like a four-piece band. We're going to duet it up. I know there's a name. I don't know what it is, but I know the tickets are on sale.
What day of the week is that this year?
I believe it's like a Wednesday. Hump day.
It's not Tuesday, is it?
Not Tuesday. Absolutely not. I would never book a show on Tuesday.
Because I couldn't be there if it was a Tuesday.
No, and I wouldn't do that.
Right. Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday is the perfect night because there usually isn't a lot going on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a great night. It's a
great day to do this. Yeah,
nobody really has band practice either. I remember like Tuesday was never like a big band rehearsal.
Tuesday's
night.
The night to listen to what is left of the radio.
That's right. Let's keep it going.
I know.
We got it. All right.
I'm going to let you. Anything else? I think we're good.
I don't think
covered so. Covered a lot. Played
we
a lot.
We covered so many awesome things.
Yeah.
Except that you're awesome and you're the best. And thank you
so
for
much.
Keep doing this.
Yeah. No, it's keep all about the music. This. It's about the music and you guys provide the music and it's good stuff. And I just try to be the conduit so it can be heard. So listen to this stuff and go see these people and buy their music.
Yes. Right? That's it.
All right, Andrew.
For sure.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. We'll do it again. I'm going to leave you with a family town, another one from the new family township, and I'll be back to talk to y'all probably in about. I'm going to probably play 3 or 4 songs here, but this is another one from 20th Century Wasters.
passionate fire. Got a burning desire. When we get fired, we can soar out, soar out. She flashes eyes like a cat, and when I whistle back, she does a move that would draw crowds, draw crowds. She goes high, I go low, and we're taking it slow. But when I go down, I go way down, way down. Don't wanna talk about it. Oh, oh no. Those days are full of regret. But when I can't think of a single thing that's left to hold on to, I look inside of your heart. Side by side, and no one catching some eyes. And when they stare, she gets so mad, so mad. They might pretend not to care when she tosses her hair, but honestly, kind of doubt that, doubt that. Nobody I have seen ever made me so keen. Every single one falls flat, falls flat. A single thing that's left to hold on to. I look to find your heart, your heart. I can't find a sign. There's something happening, and I can't think of a single thing that's left to hold on to. I
How great was that? Andrea Gillis, swell time, great music. But I just played Carissa Johnson with her new song, Congratulations, a band called Shy Husky with a single thing, and they're both going to be at the Middle East this Saturday. And there's a third band on the bill, and I apologize, I forget who they are, but there's a third band on that bill, so check that out. Played The Regulars with a song called High Hopes off a release called Opposite Eyes, another Family Township one. But again, of course, I didn't log that in. But I'll get back to you on that when I come back from this next break. But it's 9:45, WMFR in Medford. Got about 15 more minutes left of this thing. And I'm going to play some more tunes. And I'll be back one more time before we get out of here. This is a slower tune.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
To happen in this life. You make the best of
All right. That was Grade 2, a band out of the UK. Pardon me. Been 2 hours. I went a little parched. The song was called Doesn't Matter Much Now from Grade 2. Before that, Fire King with a song called Today. That is going to be off the upcoming release, Speedway. Before that, Rick Barton with Saw the Light off of Nowhere Man. And I mentioned earlier, they played a song by Family Township that I forgot the name of it, but I backlogged it, found out it was called Young Blood. So that's what we got. WMFO in Medford. Been listening to Rising with Sky Bar. I want to thank once again Andrea Gillis for coming in. Fantastic job by her. I'm going to play one by the Moschines. That's the name. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to play one by the Answer Men. The timing fits better for this song. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Here's one by the Answer Men. See you next week.
What you swear.